It's a story in which Jesus himself grows up. And I find that enormously encouraging because I'm aware of all the completely unreflective prejudices that sit inside me. I've been trained to deal with some of them. These days, Anglican clergy get lots of diversity training and all those sorts of things. But I'm so aware that there are all kinds of responses in the way I've been shaped and the way I've been brought up that mean that I can't always see people as they really are. I can't always see their need. Neither could Jesus, but he learned to recognize. So I hope that I might also learn to recognize. It's a prayer that we might, any one of us, make and feel all right about making, because we see that Jesus has had to go that road of growth and learning before us. A postscript to that simple but important thought. Quite often, we take it for granted, obviously, we Christians, that we have inherited the promises of Christ, that the promises that were made have come to us also, that we Gentiles are included within God's grace and within God's mercy. And sometimes we say, as it were, it's not fair that the dog's food should be given to the children. In other words, we Gentiles hang on to the promises for ourselves. We don't see the way in which God continues to feed and to nourish and to have mercy upon the people whom he first chose. It's worth remembering that today, because the Jewish New Year starts this evening. I was very generously invited to go and be part of the New Year celebrations at the Liberal Jewish Synagogue. I need to be here, of course, because we're saying farewell to Jeremy this evening. But I value the invitation, and I share with you the fact that I received that invitation. As they begin their new year, we will pray for them. And we will pray that God will give many blessings to them also. That we who were last to be included, we who were the dogs who might have been fed with the scraps of the table, but have in fact been enormously generously fed, are not to withhold the grace of God or think that it is any way withheld from those who were his first children. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.